This next Stabbins Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Stabbins Den Scams the Scammers, Mavis writes Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, about his dilemma on being extorted by Vito Cazzata. Also, she shares her love of Dick's poems. Dick writes back that he's found a specialist to heal his arm, but more importantly, Joe gets thrown in the barrel over his awful spelling and grammar. So listen and enjoy.
Joe, did you have anything Tuesday night from your lovely?
Last Tuesday night? Yeah.
All right, so Joe's gonna... Now, where were we with Joe? Now, last we heard Joe was gonna get knocked off by the mob. What was the name of the man? Cabaza?
Vinny Cazzata,
which, for those of you who don't know, is bullshit.
In Italian.
In Italian. Vinny Cazzata, the man who pushed Richard Eldorado out of the Lexus while he was going for a test drive, has now come back and is trying to extort $10,000.
Yes.
From Richard Eldorado.
From our lovely Dick.
Fortunately, our lovely Dick, you know, has the lovely Mavis, who's back to Lynchburg, by the way, if you're keeping score on Facebook.
Yeah.
she went from Virginia Beach to Lynchburg to Ghana, back to Lynchburg.
Racking up those frequent flyer miles.
I told Richard that he could finally meet Mavis. He was a little nervous again. This might happen.
Up again, she's not real, and I'm not real. Right. Well, Maryland is close to Lynchburg. You're both not real, stupid.
You're both not real.
And I'm like, oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah. And that was last night's conversation.
Again.
I gotta remind you.
Shouldn't I be the one, since I have to explain it, shouldn't I be the one coming up down here in a huff and go, really, the shit I deal with? Shouldn't I be telling Elisa to get out?
Don't.
Shouldn't I be telling you guys to do the show on your own?
Yes.
Oh, that would be funny, watching you two stare at the computer. How does this go on again?
We'd figure it out.
Actually, there's no way you would figure out how to get out to the internet station, because you've never done it.
You'd be listening to my cat stories about
nobody,
my cat.
You wouldn't be listening to anything.
No, nothing. We have no idea.
All right, Joe. So, take us away. Take us away, Richard Eldorado. Tuesday night.
So she wrote back, hello, Dick. How are you doing? Well, I hope you take good care of yourself. You should have patience because God is taking care of you.
They're always very religious.
Yeah.
They're good Christian women, Joe. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I always pray so that everything that is going on now stops.
Wait, what?
I always pray so that everything that is going on now stops.
I don't understand that.
All the bad things are happening.
All the bad things. I'm getting, you know, I've got.
I thought the world stopped.
No. You got to remember, I have a bad arm. My arm might have to be amputated. He might have to put Mr. Whiskers to sleep because I can't take care of him. I've got Vidi.
By the way, Pip Helix will take Mr. Whiskers in.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
She has six real cats and one imaginary cat.
Yeah, or my imaginary person, Scott Walker. I think he likes cats.
Scott's
too.
A loser.
Yeah, he is.
Scott can't even get scammers to fall for Scott's horseshit.
Scott can't get fake laid. It's unbelievable.
We're gonna try though. Me and Joe are going to try to get you involved.
Yes. I hope your detective helps you to arrest that stupid guy who wants to get your money away from you.
That's my job.
Yes. Yes, it is.
How dare he? That's your money.
Yes. Bastard's Bastard's trying to take my cut.
Yeah. Doesn't he know the angle I'm working? What's his number? Maybe we can talk.
So get my money. That guy is really crazy.
Crazy.
That guy is
the
really
kids.
Crazy.
Oh, the kids with the lingo.
He never sweat to work but want to suck money from you.
Can't argue with
Why
that logic.
Exactly.
No.
He never... I wish I was close to massage your arm and body.
Oh, hell yeah! Ooh. Hell yeah!
There's a couple other things that are stressed out, but...
Hell yeah, Dick Eldorado, you get yours. You crank that dildo bike.
I wish to massage your arm and body. If that could at least release pain from your body...
Oh! She's talking about a release.
Yeah.
Yes.
I miss you guys. That would be me and Mr. Kitty.
Oh.
I hope my kitty is doing good. She's already claiming, laying claim to Mr. Whiskers.
Oh, no, I don't think that's the kitty she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dick, I have to be...
Dick's going to get laid.
Dick?
We're all going to get laid.
Yeah.
Joe still won't, but Dick will.
Dick, I have to be sincere with you.
Oh, it's about time.
I am really bothered what is going on, and I don't know what to do. I want you to write me every day to know what's going on.
Oh!
Please, at least every day. I want message.
At least?
Yeah, I want message from you. I love you. I love you poem. If you've been listening to the show, you've seen a blog with the poems I've been writing. She loves them. It's a shit chowder.
Maybe you should try that with your wife. She might want to see you every day. Write that horse shit for her.
Yeah, really.
Leave out the ostriches and the rainbow grass.
Oh, you got to see what's coming up. I think I hope I hear from you soon, Mavis. So I wrote back to Mavis. Mavis, I am sorry I haven't been able to get back to you. The thought of your love is bringing me through a very tough time in my life.
Love will find a way.
Mr. Whiskers says hello. He's seeing me riding you, and he swished his bushy tail. Hello? Whose tail is that? Sorry, I love you, Mr. Whiskers. So I hope I love him so I don't have to give him. I hope I don't have to give him away.
Give him to the Helix. Yeah.
Johnny Carstairs and I have been working on the sting to get Vito Cazada. But first about my arm. There is still a good possibility they could amputate my arm because of the gangrene infection. This past week, my doctor brought in a specialist, Dr. Hua Wing Chow. Dr. Chow is a specialist in ancient medicine and had decided to put leeches on my arm to eat the gangrene off of it. I have literally 50 leeches on my arm wrapped up in a cast.
50? How big is your arm, Gigantor?
50 leeches on your arm that's wrapped in a cast.
So what you're telling me is you're not only writing to a bloodsucker, you're dealing with them in person.
They're trying to heal me.
All right.
Dr. Chow doesn't speak English, but from what his interpreter told me, he did say some comforting words to get me through this. Ching Hong Wang Du Hua Fang O Wan To Hong Dang Fing Hu Ding He. I cried when I
heard. You wrote that out.
Yeah.
You wrote that.
I cried.
That's all. Let me throw that in front of the camera. Where's that, Jeff? He highlights it, too. Like, this might happen. Let's see. Can we see?
Right, Mandarin.
It's the highlighted shit. I don't know if you guys can see that. But, yeah, Joe actually wrote, ping dong.
Ping pong, ching chang.
You know, the little paper clip just looked at him and go, really?
Yeah. Really? Spellcheck is having a field day right now.
Yeah. Well, it's used to Joe, so it's like, yeah.
It said, fuck.
He must be doing a resume. No worse than usual.
Is this another presentation, Joe?
By the way, on your blog, I was like, halfway through, fuck it, I don't care. with the correcting of the grammar and the spelling.
I wonder what happened.
I was like, I can't. I can't. I don't give a shit too much about Stupid's blog. I'm going to post it. It's very well written, but I can't be his fifth grade teacher. I won't.
He thinks he's writing a resume. It blows, and it's the best it's going to get. So fuck it. I can't do any more than I can, and I'm the computer.
The paperclip guy wraps a little bandana around his eyes and shoots himself in the head.
The paperclip offs himself. It's just a little fucking suicide note. I couldn't do one more ping dong. I won't.
I won't.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.